Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Howdy, howdy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings. I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. I want to say hi to everyone in the chat as well, and please let me know how my sound is, my sound engineers, co-hosts, co-pilots, collaborators, partners in crime on this divine earth plane, this play of consciousness that we're in. I'm actually making right now chai tea latte. And I was thinking of Denise DeFar, one of our Awakenings listeners who's always having tea. She calls in from Australia. So I'm doing a chai tea today. And oh, so great to connect with all of you as always. My Wednesdays I so look forward to. Really, really do. Not just saying that, I really mean it. And if you're just happening to surf around and you kind of stumbled, landed on this page or found us through iTunes, I'm Michelle Mache. I'm your host. And it is kind of like a little tea party here. Sandy, thank you so much. Sounds great. But yes, okay. On a different headset, I'm always trying something a little different. And so this one sounds like it's working well. If you do have a question or a comment, please call in at 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad. That gets you in the queue, and that lets me know that you want to get on air. Some of you call in from work and other places. I had somebody call in the other day from the dentist's office. I guess they were in a panic, because sometimes I will pick up the, you know, I will, you know, click on somebody on the switchboard, even if they haven't pressed one, because sometimes people forget. And this listener emailed me and said, I'm so glad you didn't press the button. I thought you were going to press, you know, to get me on air, and I was in the dentist chair. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I love it. It's great to listen to the show while you're getting your dental work done. I like that. So you have me for the hour and a half. We are going to be doing readings, answering your questions. Please call into chat to say hi. Share your what you're experiencing right now. Do you have a lot that I want to share, a lot of ground to cover? Because what I've been doing is collecting email questions from listeners, of course, and then questions that I've been getting from in my workshops, and even in my individual practice, and kind of seeing what keeps coming up right now. And there's a lot coming about the energies of today, and I mean present energies, you know, what's going on right now, what's been going on. And a lot of you know, astrologically, we've had a Uranus-Pluto square that's really been trying and testing people. Saturn's been doing its little dance. You know, we've had an overhang or overlay of really focusing on our values, principles, and beliefs in regards to our life and how we interface or measure with someone else. So relationships have really been up and really been stressed. How many of you have had things come up lately that you thought, oh, I thought that was over. I thought I was done with that or healed that. That had to come up in a long time, you know, years, you know, why did that come up? So we're going to be talking about that, as well as the gateway portal of light, which is that intensification of energy, the speeding up, the activation, where we're receiving more light implosion that has been happening twice a year, for about 2 to 2.5, 3 months. It happens usually around the end of the year. And then right before the summer months, May, June. And you can look and see right around that time, November, December, and May, June, sometimes eking into, some, and now lately, November, December, eking into January, you can see, and then May, June, you can see that there are a lot more weather-related incidents, or a lot more unpredictable, kind of bizarre incidents that tend to happen around that time. Whether circumstantial, situational, whether environmental, weather, whether interpersonal, you can look into political, track it and let me know what you think. You can always also let me know what you think by emailing me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com with your guest suggestions, topic suggestions, questions that you want me to answer on air as well. And we are going to, let's see. Oh, the other thing is that we still are, the producers and I, we still are looking for, if you have feedback or how your life has been impacted by listening to the program, or maybe I give you a reading, some suggestions, some tools to use, you can email that. It'll be confidential, unless you want it not to be, but it'll be confidential. And you can email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com, and that gets forwarded to my personal email. So if you want to share that, that would be great as well. And I also want to thank those that have been leaving the wonderful appreciation comments, reviews, I guess you call them, on iTunes. And so that really means a lot as well. And yeah, those little appreciation comments, they kind of, I don't know, they, I haven't looked in a while. And I looked the other day. And sometimes when I'm downloading music, I'll say, oh, I wonder if anybody's said anything about Awakenings, if there's been any more reviews. So I do want to thank those of you that have taken the time to do that. Again, the call-in number, 347-539-5122. Please press 1 on your keypad to get on air. So got a lot that I want to cover, and we're going to start a little bit. I'm going to share and chat for a little bit, probably till about 10, 15 after, and then we'll take some calls. And you know how we do it, because callers, your questions will spark more, and we'll interweave the calls with the soul bits, the little megabytes of info downloads. And so I want to talk right now about the energies right now. And some of you could look at it astrologically as that Uranus-Pluto square. I would say in the crescendos, I believe, on Monday. But we're still in a tight orb, so that the aspect is still pretty tight. So it's working upon us. And I want to say, even though they say it eases up around the 31st of this month, expect really it to be in play until about mid-summer. And it will be with the after effects, like awake, you know, picture that you're, you know, behind the motorboat, behind a motorboat on skis, right? And as you're skiing, you leave that wake behind, you know, or a boat leaves a wake behind. There's that ripple effect. So, and Tamara put in the chat, it's been very intense. I'm just finding the energy just really intense. Yep. And weird dreams lately too. Yes, I've had amazing dreams. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've been tripped up by this too. I mean, you know, I've been on a conscious path for a long time. I've had a lot of therapy, counseling, every kind of workshop, encounter, every kind of healing, resonance, repair, you know, and it's been kicking my little butt too. Those of you that are a bit, I want to say, well, 32, 35 and above, look at what's going on into your late teens and your 20s, specifically around 20, 21, 22, and Saturn return time, okay? So 29 to, again, 32 and a half. So my Saturn return had so many retrogrades that it went on forever. It wasn't just 2.5 years. And those of you that are younger, let's say you're in your early 30s or 20s, look around age 7 or 8, and then around 12, 13, 14. Okay, so what I'm going to explain to you is that the energy is looking at where did we become less free. Now, that's as a collective, That's as a society, that's as the interpersonal groups who are in, the family, and that's as individually. So the key ages where we either take on more responsibility or we have, like, we go from childhood into puberty, right? Adolescence, we become an adolescent. We are in a state of adolescence, then we go into those, teenage years. And then around that 21, 22, many people are, some are graduating from college, some are going into college, some are going to vocational school. You know, we're getting more responsible, being able to respond to life. But we're also being very greatly affected of what does it look like to be a quote unquote human being? What does it look like to be successful? 7, 8 years old, what does it look like to be, I'm not in preschool or kindergarten anymore, right? What does it look like to be, I'm in first and second grade. What is that like? Again, around 27, 28, what does that look like? You're mid-30s, specifically 35, 40, 50s. What does it look like? Now, the thing is, we've all been taught to be looking outside. What does it look like? Instead of on a soul level, what does it feel like to be authentic? How do I respond to the greater good and to what is most life-enhancing? So we are really being rubbed, the friction that is happening alchemically to all of us and to structures as well, but what individuals comprise or create structures. You think of a relationship, yeah, you can say, oh, they're a couple, but there's two individuals there. So look for areas in your life right now where you have to see yourself and feel yourself as an individual, but also as part of a collective, whether it's a one-on-one couple relationship, is it a collaborative relationship, is it a mentor-teacher, therapist, relationship, is it the relationship to a family, so each individual member there, is it a relationship to a neighborhood, to a community, to a society, to a particular spiritual group. You want to make sure that you're getting more of your needs and wants met, even if they're a little odd, even if they seem to be a little bit paradoxical or oppositional. Try to see the needs as complementary. And I'll give you an example. I had a situation the other day where I really love alone time. Now, some of you may see my Facebook page, oh, Michelle's always going to these art happenings. And oh, I have a very social, very be out with people, dancing, smiling, very artistic side, a very external. But I have some, I would say, just as equal, in fact, probably more of my nature is to be very withdrawn and within and to be to myself and meditate and do my readings and, even... Some people laugh at me. My friends are like, God, you could never, even if you didn't, if anything happened to you or the neighborhood or the world, you'd be fine in your house. You have everything there. So somebody could, so we're not black or white. This is what the soul tells us. We're a spectrum of color, a spectrum of needs and wants, a spectrum of expression. We are love in manifested form, consciousness. We are love in physical form. And form and action. So we come from a certain blueprint. That's the soul. The soul is the blueprint. It's the denser spiritual energy that creates a blueprint of what is to be, like a seed. So we're all, have the information of how we're to experience and express life, how we're to show love, receive love, and unfold. But that blueprint kind of gets overlaid and messed up sometimes, that's our healing work to bring into balance. But that is part of the game on earth. I want everyone to know that. We don't have healing without something that needs to be healed. We don't have light without dark. We don't have enlightenment or awareness without the ignorance. So we are on the earth plane playing out these opposites. That's the play of creation. It's not that something's wrong or bad. So the recent squares and the intensification of energy, as well as this next gateway portal of light, is to show us where are we too restricted or constricted. Where do we have old images or images that aren't even ours? Maybe they're ancient. They could be our families or our societies, but they could be ancient, old programming, indoctrination that doesn't fit in. you know, that doesn't fit in with what is of most resonance or coherence. So there's a lot of dissonance right now, which brings me to my March 28th workshop, Sound Healing and Shamanic Inner Work. It's perfect to break up these kinds of patterns energetically. If you want to find out more, go to sound-healing.eventbrite.com. You want to know more about what I'm talking about here. So the energy is intense. Now, I will share with you also that every gateway portal of light, someone asked me to explain it, and I'm going to, in fact, it was Divine Mystic. I don't know if you're on air right now or in the chat room. I want you all to get the idea of a camera, especially an old school camera, like it's SRL, right? You hold it up, and even it happens on the phones, on our smartphones, the same thing happens. If there's a lot of light, the aperture opens and closes quickly because there's a lot of light. So whatever is being reflected through the app, through the lens, into the aperture, there's enough light there, right? So you see, boom, picture's taken. Now, have you ever taken a picture where there's not a lot of light and you press on and the aperture stays open longer to absorb more of the light so that what is available, what is revealed, what is in front, the picture, you know, can be taken. The picture, the image can be, you know, held in space and time through a camera, whether digital or film. It's the same way that it works. So what happens every gateway portal of light, it is like an aperture. It is like, if you want to call it a vortex, a void, you know, they're an opening, like an interdimensional, multidimensional, if you will, opening, where the aperture within us, which comes to the crown chakra, the aperture of us individually and collectively on the earth, the world, stays open longer. So we kind of get more meditative. Even if we're racing around, there's something within us that slows us down more to receive more light. But it is a little bit like being around a fire pit, and you go and you put your hands there and it's warm, and you kind of rub them and go, oh, it's kind of, ooh, that's really hot. You move, you're able to move back. Well, what happens when these gateways, portals of light, that's exactly what it is. It's a gateway. It's another gateway. It's another veil. The veil, the veils are getting less. It's like a threshold. You're going through the gateway, portal of light. Portal of light is the aperture. So every gateway, portal of light, we're being held, our hands are being held over that fire. And we love the light. We love to have enlightenment. We love to have awareness and healing from awareness. We love that transmutive and transformative energy. But in the past, before 2005, when these gateways were not as, you know, first they were every few years, then 1 year, now they're a few times a year and they're lasting longer. Eventually, they will stay open even longer, and eventually they will be completely open as much as, you know, can be. I mean, we are in an infinite universe, so we think something's really open, but there's always more open. Now, whether that's months, days, years, or thousands of years, a millennium, you know, that's a whole other topic, and that's up to, you know, interpretation. So I'm kind of answering Tamara's comment of the intensity of energy and why is because our inner software, as well as our outer software, which is our body, the form that we are, as well as the inner software, is being updated so that we can download, handle, absorb more light, which means more love, more information, more insight. That we can download more of who we are and live that on the earth plane. So anything that's kind of blocking or stopping that, the focus is love. And I know we all keep saying this, but it's hard because you're out there in the world. You want a career. You want to be of service. You want to give back. You know, you want to do well financially. You want to climb up that corporate ladder. Constantly what we're being told right now, though, is the focus is love, the focus is relationship. That's what that square is all about, that Pluto-Uranus square. Yeah, it is about freeing up. It's about clearing structures, but it's because the structures no longer, the containers that we are and the structures we have in the world, in society, are no longer sufficiently holding the light love vibration enough. They're too constrictive, too limited. So this square will has been showing you and will continue to show our deepest fears. Pluto is going deep. What are our deepest fears? What are we really afraid of? Is it being seen? Is it too much love? Is it not having enough? Is it that you're all alone, seemingly? Again, it will bring these things up to then focus on the opposite. You know, how can you, it would also bring up, how can you be open to receive more love, be vulnerable? How can you trust more? Okay? And that Uranus and Aries is saying, I want to free up. I want to be an individual. I want to adventure. I want to expand. That's what the soul's saying right now. The soul likes diversity and variety. How do I now create structures in relating with myself and others and within the world? How do I now create systems and structures that hold more light, that hold more of a vibrational frequency of the soul, of the, all that is less, I don't want to say man-made, but less reflecting the more limiting experience. So expect to be challenged. Expect to have to take risks. Even if the risk only in your own mind, even if it's to risk a chance on a relationship, even if it's a risk to love more, to be seen as you truly are more. So a sip of my tea. That will continue to be coming up, that risk factor. Chris is saying in the chat, the deepest fear, believe it or not, is facing ourselves as we really are. Yes. Yeah. Yes, and then everybody made it through the seventh and final square of Uranus and Pluto on the 16th. Type a one if you felt stressed or had an eruption. But now remember, see, this is the thing everybody needs to remember, just like the moon waxes and wanes. Just, you know, aspects don't happen, boom, right at zero degree, one degree, and in, you know, in 30. You know, there's a critical point in that 29th degree. Where there usually is some sort of decision-making process that's taking place on a soul level. There's a turning point. And there's usually a lesson, you know, involved in that. So we're still going to have, it's still a close orb, so it's not totally over. I think what we can say is we're understanding more what's going on, that we're not nuts, that everybody is feeling this intensification of energy. Even people that are not connected metaphysically or spiritually, they're feeling it. They just don't have the tools or the awareness of what's going on, but they're reacting, acting out. And that's another thing. This energy is very reactive. Because it's like, I just want to get out of this. I feel trapped. This is intense. I want to leave. I want to move away from it. Till the soul begins to realize, as it fuses with the personality. So it's more the person, the lower self opening up to the fullness of what it is. So we start to realize there is nowhere to go. Only deeper, only staying present in the moment and not judging ourselves for that we're feeling intense or we're feeling exhausted or we've been reactive or old patterns have been up in play. This is the deepest healing that has happened in a very, 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 very long time. My understanding is about 500 years. This is a very deep healing. And it's even deeper than what was going on if you look 500 years ago. It's even deeper because we're departing from longstanding patterns that have been held in place and passed on. And we are going into some uncharted territory. It's not that all the patterning and all the systems will be completely overhauled or gone. There will be some bridging, but it won't look like it did in the past. And there's something that we know, the ego knows that. The ego knows that there is major change up. It's being forced to open to the light of the soul. It's being forced to have the fusion of the soul. And so on the soul path, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the cross and then we're going to get to callers. I just want to touch on this. The metaphor of the equal cross, as above is so below. The equal cross, it's not the cross of religion. It's the cross of metaphysics. It's the cross of alchemy. It's the vertical and the horizontal is equal. In other words, as above is so below is the same. As within is without is the same. The vertical is living up and down, is the spiritual path from the earth to the heavens. And the horizontal is the material plane. So we have the vertical, the spiritual plane, and the material plane. When you rest in the center, you begin to not only know and realize and know, but live that both are the same. So metaphorically, it said that we have one foot in one part of, you know, in the seen and the other part in the unseen, one in the spiritual, one in the material. As we open up more to the soul, we begin to see that we are, that they're both the same. Spirit is material. It's just in a denser form. It's just the play of form from the formlessness to the form, but that it's all the same, that the potential of whatever we are is already there. We're just basically, if you want to, downloading it. It's like having a pitcher of water and I'm pouring it into an ice cube tray, right? It's still water. It's taking some kind of form. Or maybe, you know, I pour it into another type of tray that has, that the shape is hearts. And then I pour it into another tray that it's circles. And I pour it into another tray that it's crosses or, you know, whatever. It's all the same form. So what happens on the path of the soul is we're freeing up these deep, dark parts of us. We're transmuting and transforming. We're transmuting. That means we're changing energetically our vibration so that our forms change, which is part of us and how we relate. And so on the soul path, there's one part where we call it the mutable, that the soul or the personality is mutable. And on that point, this is when the person that you can see is kind of changeable. Maybe they've read some books, they're having some awakening, they have some understanding, but patterns are still kind of getting in the way. They're still seeing a big disparity, or they're still playing out this extreme polarities of, you know, like heaven, earth, good, bad, religion. You find a lot of religions here, not mysticism, but a lot of religions, and not spiritualism, but formalized religions are mutable. They're still playing this polarity out without seeing the center, without seeing that they're on the same plane. And then there's a place on the soul path, we call it the fixed cross, where there's an awakening on the soul level. This is where we also call it soul alignment. This is where the soul begins to fuse with the personality, or if you're using a psychological term, the ego. The ego is not bad, it's just your denser form. A constructed ego, okay, or false ego is one thing. But the personality, or as we say psychologically, the ego is your preferences, your likes, your dislikes. Metaphysically and from a spiritualist standpoint, it's the personality, it's the individuation of the all that is in form, which is the soul. The personality is the soul on the earth plane, basically. Then you go to a phase, once you're fixed on that cross and you're in the center of that cross, you move into what we call the dweller on the threshold. Am I going to go through? And how many of you, put it in the chat or when you call in, how many people have gone through this that have said, I don't know if I want, I started opening up, I'm awakening, but I don't know if I want to do this or not. Oh my God, I don't know if I'm ready, you know, maybe I am, maybe. Well, it said metaphorically and metaphysically, we don't want to dally on the threshold too long, because that's, you know, you gotta go through. Unfortunately, I gotta tell you a little secret. You can't go back. And once you got on the threshold, nobody kind of tells you that. They say don't dilly-dally, but they don't tell you that, well, once you're there, you know, you're gonna go through at some point. And then you go through what we call a probationary period. This is where the testing is. This in the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah, however you want to say it, is 6 to 9. It's Tiferet 9, which is love, which is what we are expressing out into form. And 9 is that probationary or testing period before the 10th sphere, which is manifestation on the tarot, right? It's the Wheel of Fortune. It could also be said to be the world, but it's all the tens. Well, okay, if it's the 10 of Pentacles, it's inner wealth manifested outerly, or internal wealth or spiritual knowledge manifested externally. If it's 10 of Hearts, it would be an emotional level. So just to throw that out there for those of you that are using that landscape. So we have this testing period, dark night of the soul. Remember, though, everybody, every level we go through, every shift we have, we're always going to go through a little probationary period. How many of you know this? I know some of you that are stretching out more in your life right now. Some of you, I'm thinking of some artists that are going to have their own show, their art show. Some of you are saying, I want to be more of service. You're actually putting your websites up and you're doing stuff. You're in that probationary period, and then there's that wiggly-woggly, oh, can I do it? Am I enough? Do I, you know, I have someone today saying, well, I don't have a degree to do that. I said, your degree is your blog. What you're talking about? People now in the new paradigm want people that have experience. Yes, you need training, various trainings, but you don't necessarily have to go to a formalized, you know, 4-year degree, you know, university. You know, you can mix it and match it up how you want to, what's authentic to you. After that probationary period, we become an initiate. We get initiated. I like to look at this psychologically as when I did my clinical, my training. I had somebody supervise me to say, oh, what did you do with this client? And what did you say? And what did you think? And what process did you use? When I was shamanically trained, I was initiated to see. Our initiation says, hey, did you learn? Are you putting into practice what you learned? Did you really learn it? How would you handle this? What would you do? And then you're given a responsibility. You're usually given a problem, a lesson, and a gift from that. Then you move into the mastery level. Now, let's be clear. That doesn't mean you don't know more probationary nor more initiate. That comes around at a next level. But we all know when we're feeling in this little flow, this mastery, oh, yeah, I got my clients. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Whatever. Think of whatever job. I don't even care if you're a mailman or mail person. There's a point after you've been trained that you're at this new level. You've been on probation, then you're at this new level. They give you, you know, more responsibility, and then you do it for a while, and you find that you're a master at it. Once you reach mastery, this is where you become more of a conscious teacher, healer, sharing of your gifts. Now, that's not what you do that is your soul's purpose. This is what we're talking about. It's how you do it. So what happens at this mastery level, from your sphere of experience, there's a soul call. So the sphere of experience is our learning lessons, our lessons in life. Then we get a soul call, and then we have a sphere of influence where we get to use for ourselves and others what we've learned in service to the greater good. We hear a call. How many of you have gone through something and then you go, oh my God, they're like, well, I went through, because I'm meeting all these people and I'm helping them. You know, or now I have children and I can help them on this, you know, or, oh, I can't believe I went to this job, even as a corporate, and oh my God, everything, I'm using all my tools, or, you know, who knew, whatever they are, it doesn't have to just be spiritual or, interpersonal. They will be your gifts, that you're now using those for more interconnectedness, to more service in the world. So what's happening right now with these energies right now, the freeing up the deep, dark past, and this gateway portal of lights that are helping us, that is us. We're open. It's the universal aspect of us. It's the part of us that's undifferentiated. You could call that God, the all that is, transcendent energy. You could call it prana, life force energy, the subtle energy, the resonant fields, magnetic fields, you know, electromagnetic field, you know, whatever term you want to call it, universe, galactic energy, it's all of that that is us, that is imploding on us and downloading more on us. And again, that's that vertical energy coming down into you know, ascending up. As we ascend up, ascension means we rise out of duality. We're rest in the center. We're not in those extremes of the polarity. We extend up into the spirit, into our spiritual nature, and bring that down into matter to see what matters to us. Well, what matters to us is living authentically, is living from the blueprint of the soul. So I wanted to share this. We're going to go to phone calls now. I have more that I'll touch on as well if we can get to it. But I wanted to touch on the soul path so that you can more clearly see that what you're going through are a lot of initiations. There's probationary periods that then you get something, you know. And like for me, when I was shamanically trained, I was trained many years ago. It's very old school. You work one-on-one. And I didn't even get my initiation. Well, one of the things I had to really work on my, you know, at one point ego, so that I wasn't merging so much, so that I had a stronger sense of self. And then the probationary period was to see, you know, could I even do this? Have I done enough of my own inner work? Was I working enough with people on the emotional body? Is she going to make it? Can she go to that next level? Can we initiate her? That's true shamanic initiation. You don't just get initiated willy-willy, nilly-willy, whatever, because you want to. It's, can you handle the higher vibrational frequencies? Can you handle the responsibility? Or are you going to implode? Is it going to be psychologically detrimental to you? So once you kind of get tested to see, can you do it, then you get an initiation. And then, you know, you get your gifts, the way that you do whatever you're initiated in. I'm specifically animal medicine and rock medicine, some herbology and various forms of healing work. And also, of course, working with the inner plane, because that's all a shaman or shaman is. You know, it's the high priest or priestess, the intermediary. But there's, you know, different disciplines around that. So look for the areas of your life, especially where the energy is intense. What are you learning right now? What's the probationary period? The probationary period says, like a job, they say, oh, 90 days, you're on probationary period. Well, that's not just to see if your employer wants to keep you. That's to see, do you want to stay there? So look where you're at a probationary period right now. What is being tested? Where does there need to be more balance? Where do you need to become more temperate, more balanced, more harmonized? What's out of control, out of whack? Is it your eating? You're eating too much, drinking too much, not exercising enough, over-exercising? Are you too mental, not mental enough? Do you need to connect more with your spirit, your spiritual essence? You know, are you withdrawing too much? You need to be more with people. Are you always with people and you can't be alone? Look for these testy areas where there's a lot of anxiety, and where you feel like you want to jump out. Are you learning about love? Are you learning to be in a more connected, intimate relationship? Are you too codependent? You need to be more on your own, or you need to open to a group? Are you always with a group and you need to be more on your own? So find that testy anxiety. Oh, I can't deal with it. I got to get out of here. You know, you need to go out and service with your gifts. That's the probationary. Once you start deciding and living the balance, living, integrating what it is you need to integrate, initiation will happen. And there's always a gift in the initiation. It's a validation. Ooh, you passed the threshold. You did it. Pat on the back. Wow, well done. Well done. You put up your Reiki shingle and you did it. Wow, you had your first healing client. Yay. Wow, you actually wanted to be a realtor and you went to real estate school. Yay, good. Once an initiatory period, you will begin to see, again, the miracles. You will begin to have more synchronistic connecting, right people, right time, doors opening. It's as if the universe is saying, yes, you're on the right path, you did it. You were fearful, but you walked through. You did that little step. It seemed like 30 feet, but when you stepped over, it was only 2 feet. And then you move into your mastery. And we need to take our mastery into the world. That is the highest form of love. That, and that opening yourself, the true essence. I think it's Chris had put in the chat. All right, let's get the phone calls, 347-539-5122, and let's get your calls. Love you lots, everyone. Hi, 484-714, you're on Awakening.
Hello, Michelle.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. Hi, hello, I just wanted to make sure you can, I just wanted to make sure you can hear me.
Yes, yes.
Hi, this is Giovanni.
And
Giovanni, yes.
Giovanni.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm calling in because I was wondering if I could get a quick reading, and I was really resonating with what you were talking about. I'm really just struggling and feeling lost. I have a child with a man who I'm finding is not being dependable, not being the father that I thought he would be, and I feel like all the responsibility is on me. And I feel like I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm trying with this man, and he has been a repetitive person in a different form, where all I seem to keep getting are these men who lie
exactly.
And deceive.
Well, Giovanni, the first thing I heard was you're on a personality level. The soul is, I did it again. I got another one. And by the way, see, this is the gateway portal of energy we've been working with actually since 2009, because we've moved into a phase of what we call right relationship. That's right relationship with ourselves first and foremost, and others. And then also from there comes right livelihood. How do we live? Not just what we do for living or money-wise, but how do we live? What's our lifestyle? And that's getting more intense. And then if we look astrologically, that's intensified with this Pluto-Uranus square. So yes, now here's what I want you to, and this doesn't seem so counterintuitive. I don't want you to try anymore with him.
Okay.
I want you to do what you need to do. See, what keeps us stuck in the extremes of polarity is that we always do the same role, right?
Okay.
It's an alchemical process. So when we're involved in a relationship, whatever kind it is in the world, under the sun, whatever kind it is, it's always like it's something that's needed from the soul. It's like, I would call it swapping energy. You know, remember as kids, you know, you have a little bite of candy bar or gum, and then your little friend pulls it out and says, oh, you want some, and hands you that. That's all we're doing. You and I right now, we're all part of the same soul, but we're exchanging energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes for you and this goes for everyone. If you're finding yourself that you're always, let's say, the caretaker or the responsible one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop doing that because that's probably part of your core frequency and, you know, signature frequency, and probably was reinforced, you know, in childhood. But what you, or for some it's learned, but usually it's something innate. But what you can do is, if you're over caretaking, caretake less.
Okay.
When you start feeling tired, here's when we know that we're overdoing the pattern, you know, which means we're crossing a boundary. We either feel stressed, annoyed, exhausted.
Yeah.
So I feel with you, what you need to do, because what you normally do is you do everything anyway, and then you're upset about it, and then you're trying to change the other person. So you're testing, and see, this is why it's intense. Tamara in the chat room put this, it's been intense. Why it's intense is because we're being called not to do what we did before. So you're really, leaving is not going to solve it for you. You've got to shift how you interact with him. Once you do that, the resonance will change, and two things will either happen. Either he will shift, or he'll leave. Either you wind out or he winds out of the situation. It has to happen, because things that are not in resonance do not stay together. There has to be enough resonance there. So you need to stop trying to change him, trying to do anything. I would, you know, either work with a teacher or mentor, go to a group, something where you're getting more spiritual energy in.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be his teacher. Don't pick up the slack. But you have to care for the little one, you know. You have to do what you feel is right, but to try to make him do it, that's your old pattern.
Okay.
That's your old pattern. Does that make sense at all?
It does. It does, because that's, you described basically everything that I do, is I take on so much, and then there's like nothing left.
Yeah, yeah. So you need to give that to yourself now. You need to give that energy, the focus to yourself. You know, if you're, now is he in and out of the house?
Yeah, he's not around all the time, and I'm left to not know what to do, because I'm dependent on him, because I'm a stay-at-home mom taking care of my son, and yeah, I'm finding him less and less around.
Well, that's what I feel. I see him in and out, but see the vision. This is, and believe me, I'm in this boat with my own little stuff here. You know, I've got my own stuff. See that image? I'm a stay-at-home mom, but that's not the reality. That's not what you have. So you need to make other arrangements, because you're not you can stay at home some of the time, but I would not depend on him, because all that's going to happen is you're going to try to change and squeeze him more, kick, yell, do whatever. He's mm-hmm. going to resist, because he's showing the opposite. See, you need to move out of that pattern, that role with him, and be less dependent on him. And so as you do that, then you're going to allow what is more life-enhancing, what's more sustainable for you to come in. But the reality is, you don't have a stay-at-home mom situation. You'd like that. He's not that guy.
Okay.
And he's not going to be. And I would limit the time he sees the baby or whatever. You know, this in and out is so good. So the thing is, if somebody's in and out, you know, obviously you don't want to, I don't believe in cutting off, you know, unless there's violence and that kind of stuff. But what resonance lets us do is wind in something or wind out. When we connect into what the situation really is, and we focus on that, we immediately move into synchronistic timing, and we draw in magical helpers. I feel you'll be helped. I feel there are people around you. And I do feel at some point you will have a more life-enhancing, and I keep hearing the word cohesive, relationship. I don't feel it's going to be with him. But it's not going to be until you change this pattern, because the way you're interacting, this role, because otherwise you are attracting the same thing over and over and over.
Okay. I understand
so
what
hard.
You're saying.
You just,
yeah. Oh, sorry. I was just responding, but go ahead. Yeah.
Right.
It is hard, and I was just going to say, I'm at a point where I understand what you're saying, and the only other option I started to try to do was to go back to my art and trying to make an art career, and I don't know if that is the direction for me to start being more dependent on myself and not relying on him. I don't know if that's the right choice.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the soul always wants more self-expression. Your soul right now is saying, why are you waiting on him? I want to express. I want to experience more life. This is too constricting. That's why this has been, I'm so glad you called in. I mean, I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through, but it's such a good example for all of us. Do you see how much constriction and contraction is in your life because of a certain picture or image you have?
Yeah.
This is very important for everybody. Yeah. So we all get a certain picture or image in our life, but if it's not what we have in the moment, then it's not what we need on a soul level. It's not real.
Okay.
You know.
I've been feeling it, yeah.
Yeah. So you've got to share the law. It doesn't mean that you can't do stay at mom at some point. I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is right now there is a call for your art. Here we go. So there's something in your sphere of experience, what you've been experiencing with these types of relationships,
mm-hmm.
that you can help others. You can be a sphere of influence, whether it's through your art or empowerment, whatever form it takes. But you're at a point right now where the soul call is saying, we need to express this. We need to take this energy and transmute it. We need to transform it. We need to put it in some kind of form that's healing for us and for others. So yes, do your, you know, do what you have to do to not be focused on the little picture of what you expected and what is playing out with him.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, because I've been feeling for a while that that has been something speaking to me. And then I get distracted with him, and then it like halts it, and I keep having this nagging feeling to get back to it.
That's
so
it.
So I understand what you're saying.
It's a call. It comes as a nudge. It comes as a push. It comes as a tap on the shoulder, and it comes in a kick in the pants. Either way. So yeah, that yeah. You're right.
Well, I
and
think
you will have another. You will. You're welcome. And you will have another relationship, but the first one right now. Is really what's important is with you,
okay.
And the dynamic of that child, because you don't want to do the same pattern. You don't want to pass that on to the little one there. You don't want to
exactly.
Pass the pattern on.
Exactly. So
and
I have
fact,
this.
There's some little.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to
go
cut
ahead.
You off.
Do you have this what? No, that's okay.
I have this fear that I just have to get away from him, and get as far away from him as possible. But then I'm worried about my son. And I don't know if that's the right choice, you know.
But see, you're getting away from you. Everybody that comes into it with us is an aspect of us on some level. It's something we need to integrate or play out. So you need to be a little less responsible for other people other than yourself and your son. You need to be less responsible. That's what your partner has no problem being irresponsible.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you need to learn to be a little less responsible. What is irresponsible? It's less responsible, but less responsible in the right way.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I was looking at the other day with my stuff, and I was like, God, I am so good at telling someone else what to do, you know, in my personal life. And I thought, well, I actually need to really listen to this and focus on something else. I need to listen and stop being accommodating. You know what I mean? So I'm seeing that with you. It's like, don't, you know, people come in our life not in extreme ways, but so we can integrate that energy. So if you can put what he's doing, not the wounded part, but what he's actually reflecting to you is very positive. It's saying, stop focusing on other people. Stop being over responsible for these adult men and take that energy and bring it to your life.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
That's the only way you're going to shift the pattern. There's a couple on my website, selfandlight.com, Davina. There's some free exercises you can do, 5-step emotional clearing process, inner child process. There's different meditations as well under, I think it's the transition link. But you're more than welcome to go there and then download. But follow, you know, main thing is follow what your heart is telling you.
Okay. Well, thank
all
you
of that,
so much.
You know, that nagging feeling that you're getting.
Yeah, I see.
Right?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's been what I've been thinking. So I thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's
you're welcome.
It's made a lot of sense.
God, much peace.
Thank you.
And please keep us posted as well. You're welcome. Yeah. It's not easy. Do you see? And I'm so glad she called in because that, see where our, you know, I'm telling you, I'm there too. Where our initiation is, our probationary period, it's not always easy because there's a learning curve there. Just like when you go for a new job and, oh God, I don't know if I want to stay with this position. I thought it's a lot harder than I thought it was. And then all of a sudden you go, oh. Like when I first started doing the show, I did it off of CosmicDimensions.com, which was a music show, music station. And I had to not only record everything, I had to upload it to an edit myself. I had to learn how to do that, and I had to upload it to an FTP account. I was like, what? And he said, oh, just upload it to the FTP. I'm like, what? Oh, you don't know what an FTP account? Oh, my God. Late at night, scrambling. And to boot, I was interviewing a lot of musicians, and we're talking high-caliber A-list musicians, household name people, that new editing, you know, and, oh, are you going to edit that out? Or that, you know, and I'd be like, oh, well, I want to keep it live, you know. Oh, no, I thought it's pre-recorded. I really don't want that in there. Or, we don't want all those ums in there. Or the leaf blower guy came over, you know, and I don't want that in the background. And at the time, I was also did two curriculums for Agape Spiritual Center on meditation. I was, you know, doing my second, working on one of my books, a CD, teaching at Agape Spiritual Center three nights and one day. So some of the things that I was doing, I was up 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and then I had to be at the university, spiritual center, UTSLA University, at 9 a.m. to teach a meditation class. You got to do what you got to do, you know? Sometimes I only had 2 hours sleep, but somehow I was so fulfilled and inspired. But it was hard. What helped me was asking for help and knowing I don't do everything alone, that I have my higher self, if you want to call guardian angel, you know, asking for the... And being in the flow with what I was learning, but it was a learning curve and it was a challenge. But I got through it. I got through it, and so will all of you. Let's see. Let's go. And I see 508-933. Let me know if you want to get on air. And we've got 206-459 is on air right now.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hi, it's Kate.
Hey, Kate. Welcome.
I'm doing good.
What's your question?
Yes. Yesterday, I got a call, which is great, for an interview, my first call for an interview and all my searching, but I didn't get it.
Yeah.
My phone was wonky, and I didn't even know it was not working, and then about 11 o'clock at night, everything, all these texts and voicemails, like, came down, and I'm like, what? So I couldn't call him. I didn't know all day. It was like that. And I didn't call him back till this morning. And so when something like, I mean, so of course, I'm wondering if you have a read on that. But the bigger question is there a thing as bad luck? Like, I'm like, oh, that was horrible. I have bad luck about getting a call. And then the other side is, oh, everything happens at the right time. And, you know, so where are you on that coin?
Good question. I'm in a little bit of both because there's no black and white in the universe. It's like shades of gray and bright and many colors and hues, you know? Just like people ascribe, this is the reason I don't really believe in karma, because you can see many people with that idea of what last lifetime you were this and now you're that. We know now on a soul level, because we are designed on a soul level, who we are as soul beings does not change. How we express it and manifest it does change. So we are what we are, what we are. It's in our, you know, energetic system, our DNA system, you know, the energetic matrix. There's a randomness, Kate, to the universe. So that's so good that you're bringing this up. It's when we have random things happen. And everybody will have them, and it is not a reflection of consciousness. That is what has to be remembered. You know, just like now, chronic things, and this is where wisdom comes in, where you either work with a good guide or teacher or mentor, or you are open to that to yourself to know, is this an expression of the soul, a way of learning and expressing? Is this part of the path? Or is it something that I'm doing detrimental to me? You know, like some people come in with certain illnesses. Well, it's not that they're less evolved or conscious, something's wrong with them. Sometimes those people, especially children, they end up inspiring us, writing things, speaking, doing amazing art, you know. They have no hands, so they paint with their toes, and we're like, oh, my God, that's amazing. So, but we have to have that inquiry to know, that contemplation meditation to know, you know, is it something that is within my expression and experience of love on this planet, or is it something that I'm doing non-life enhancing that's causing this? Two things I feel with you, I feel like some of it was an oops, I don't know if I believe in bad, yeah, we have a little run of something, the randomness that, you know, something happens, you know, we get stuck in traffic, whatever, something.
Right.
The other day, a month ago, my boyfriend got a bird pooped on his head, and he was so upset, and I'm like, he goes, oh, that's going to be bad luck, and I was like, no, it's not. At 14, I had a bird poo-poo on my head. You know, I was riding my bike at the beach. Huge seagull. And I go, I didn't even think I just thought, oh, shoot, I got to go to my friend's house and wipe it off. I didn't think, you know, 90 days of bad luck.
Right,
yes. Now, but the thing I got with you intuitively, the first thing I heard was unplug and go within. Now, I'm going to tell you. Now, this happened, you're saying this happened Monday?
Yesterday,
so Tuesday. Okay. So Monday through Tuesday, I would say Monday night, like about 3 a.m., so early morning, to all of Tuesday, there was an energetic call to go within. And some of you may have been feeling, I saw people saying in the chat they felt tired or exhausted. And I feel it has to do also with that, the exact square taking place,
right,
and working on it. So I feel for you, it was like, sometimes you have these divine interventions, our higher self intervenes, if you will.
So I couldn't get bothered all day.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So and I know for me, sometimes that will happen, and I'll know, whoops, I meant to do something else, something's not lining up, just let it go, let it go.
Right.
And that's what I feel you were getting. It's like, let it go. So meant to go with him. I don't feel anything bad on it. In fact, I feel like probably a little bit today, but even Thursday, Friday on, you'll probably feel things kind of clicking back into place again for you.
Yeah, because last
month. Nothing
you
did wrong.
Okay, great. Last month at the new moon was the same kind of random, like I got a parking ticket, just like these kind of weird things that don't happen the weekend of spring. I was excited. I mean, it was the spring equinox, but the new moon, it was the Chinese New Year. And that turned out to be a lot of kind of what I would say is like just negative, random, frustrating things happened. And so now I'm starting to psych myself up like, uh-oh, it's a new moon. And all these
things
are going
to happen. Now, they don't have to, but now, and again, I'm going to go that some of it's random.
Yep.
But I'm also going to say some of it is you have to understand your own cycles.
Right.
And that could be the call that's happening to you right now when these kinds of things happen. Tickets especially, now we get caught every now and then, but I would say if you really look at when you get a ticket, we're usually racing around or we've mismanaged our energy somehow, usually in the form of time.
Not paying attention, time,
or overextending oneself energetically. So those little tickets, you know, I notice that sometimes when I may not get a ticket, but I'll see a cop, you know, maybe I'm speeding around and, you know, I'm trying to get so much done and I'll see a cop drive by or getting a coffee or whatever, and I'll say, okay, Michelle, that little cop was a warning there. Do you need to get 20 things done today? You know, what do you calm down, slow down. So they're kind of little energetic markers that are get placed. And the tickets, if you look at it, such a parking ticket didn't put enough meter in. So where's your not enough energy to either get what you need to do or you're overextending?
It was back in angle, and I parked forward, so I was really not paying attention.
Well, there you go, the paying attention. Yeah. But I feel for you, you're in a role of learning to, because to energy, manage your energy more. So your output, whatever it is, if it's money or emotional energy, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, I think both. I think I feel tired a lot in the day, so I'm trying to figure that part out to have more energy in the daytime, as well as I'm more of a giver first, so I'm also managing how much I give.
Okay. So try giving to yourself first, and maybe it is
even
a call to a nap or meditate and then a little nappy. And that, again, goes back to the tickets and paying attention, you know, because you put that, basically think about it. You put in whatever it is, Santa Monica, let's say it's $2. I put $2 in for 3 hours.
Yeah.
That is telling me, that's that exchange of energy, but that's telling me you have this much energy in the form of $2 for 3 hours worth. Okay, so that's my energetic exchange for what I can do in that period of time. But we have the same thing, and we have to be aware that it fluctuates. We are energetic beings. We're light beings. We're beings of energy, sound, tone, frequency. So some days you can do more, express more, be, and other days you don't have that kind of energy. So we have to kind of be a little more mutable to the degree that we can in our needs and wants, and not always expect us to do or get as much done as we did, you know. And that's like an exercise. You know, I love when yoga, when my teacher will say, she's so brilliant because she's like, she'll say, be where you are today. Mm. She doesn't say, oh, some of you are less flexible, some are more flexible, don't judge. Because the truth is, you could be really flexible. Sometimes, like, I'm like, in my booty yoga, I'm jumping up and down, I'm high cardio, doing plyometrics, going deep, I'm so flexible, my pigeon, and then other days, I'm like, Jesus, I'm like Granny Moses here. I can hardly bend. So, right. You know, but not to judge. Go, okay, that's the energetic expression that you're at right now for whatever reason. How can you accept that? So I feel, Kate, you're going into that right now is really tuning in, feeling what is, first receiving more, you know, that's, clearly, instead of giving it, and then seeing what do I really have? How much do I really have here to play with, you know, to give, to put out?
Right.
Because you're always giving. That's kind of a misnomer. Even somebody that's really selfish, we're always exchanging energy. Uh-huh. That's the truth of who we are. We're always giving. You know, it's the quality of giving. You know, so you're going through your own powerful initiation yourself here.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big year with lots of changes.
Yeah. So remember, too, when we go through a lot of changes, it taxes us energetically.
Right.
So we need to kind of nurture a little bit. It's kind of like a mother giving birth, you know, we don't jump right back in, you know. Even the most fittest person, you need to kind of nurture. You're a little tired, you know. So look at that. In your life right now, where can you balance out more? And perhaps, like you said, do less, give less. You know? Yeah, Divine Mystic Cook. Go, Michelle. The quality of giving is what matters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not how much we give or what. You know, it's like, it's the quality and that intention that's behind that. Kate, thanks for calling in. Any other questions?
All right. Oh, do you see other jobs? Opportunities on the way.
Yeah, now are you working on, what do I see, like, what do you call it? Like consulting or something you're doing on your own?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. What I did in the old city. That's what I did in the old city. And in the new city, how do you start when you don't have any history or any clients?
Well, you start, I mean, can you work with some of your other clients remotely?
Uh-huh.
One. Do that. And then start networking. So no wonder you're getting these messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go out and roam around and be. You got to go out, put some notices up, but you got to, in the old school, they call it networking, but you got to connect.
Yeah.
Yes, no wonder you're getting kind of kiboshied. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
stretch
great.
Out, reach that, out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much meetup down here. I was looking at meetup, and there's like 10 different ones I could join. So.
Totally. That's exactly what you need to be doing right now. Perfect.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for all that. And
you're so welcome.
I'll go sit in the sun now.
Yes! That's what I like hearing. Absolutely. All will get done. We do so little, you know. We're really meant to just follow up, follow through. Let the higher self orchestrate and move things around, and then you are in a receptive mode, and then you just respond. The time to do your busy work will come again, but right now you're opening to receive the input, the insight, the direction.
Yes, great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye. I love that. Divine Mystic put, I love that. Need to remember that changing takes a lot of our energy. Oh, my God, yes. And those of you that are going through a lot of mental, emotional changes, emotion, energy in motion, it takes a lot out to heal. It's like having a cold or a flu. You're not springy, you know, and what do they say? Don't push it, otherwise you'll go into remission, you know, to come back, you know, whatever they call it, I can't think of the word, but you know what I mean. You know, it's like you start feeling better and then you push. So that's old paradigm. That's constructed ego stuff, false ego stuff. So much gets done without us having to actually, you know, do it on a denser physical level. Going to get back to callers. I just want to touch on something else because I had a couple clarification questions. I'm going to answer those. That number to call, 347-539-5122. That's 347. Thank you, Divine Mystic. Relapse. Remission. Remission is a good one. Right? Where it goes away or hides or whatever. But relapse, yeah. Let me see. So anybody else on calling, just hold on. Now, I had a couple of email questions come in, and then a couple of my clients that listen to the show asked me to go over the difference. And Divine Mystic in the chat, thank you, because I did go over Gateway Portal of Light. So the questions that came in was, what is a light being? They hear me talk a starseed light being. And in some of my earlier channelings, I would reference starseed light being and having to be a starseed. What is a light worker? So think of a human being, but we all originate from light. So we are light beings, but what is light? It's energy, okay? It's a form of energy. It's an externalization of a frequency. And then when you give it colors, like in the chakras, and people have a main aura is magenta, my main color of my aura is magenta, that tells you what vibrational frequency and the focus on the soul path that one is incarnating or living in on the earth plane. So though we see light, we see a spectrum of light, it is energy in motion. It is energy. It is light is a complex of frequencies. It's a certain frequency that is radiating out into the world, that is, again, emitting that light. So though we call ourselves human beings, I mean, I would say earth beings, we're on earth, we're playing within this temple, this Garden of Eden, but we are of light. And the light worker, people probably know, is a type of healer that specifically works with the light. Now that could be through information, that could be through love, that could be through touch, that could be anything. That could be an accountant, is a light worker that has the intention that they're healing through what they're doing. When you get it, you know, different levels of this, it's actually people working with light initiated. That's something that I do as well, and we'll be doing on the workshop on March 28th, is we work with the crystalline grid, but we're working with the light. Anybody that's done any of my soul path workshops or my in-person workshops, we create that temple. We connect into the grid through light, through the subtle energy. So light is the subtle energy expressed out. Again, it's a form. Now, star seeds, they're seeded with the light. They're seeded with specific information. Star seeds, it's 144,000, which is talked about in the Bible, that spread out and went out with the word. But it's really 144 million. And every generation has, and some generations have had more of them, but there are star seeds. Come from the stars, if you will, that interplanetary, have the remembrance of being hybrid. They're seeded with specific information that's encoded within them to be expressed and experienced in life, to be relayed or shared. And you'll find sometimes these people channeling at a young age, having knowing things that, actually, I think it's Richard Bolin, who we had on the show a few years ago, we had him on twice, Dr. Bolin, I believe it's B-O-Y-L-A-N, talks about this. And usually we're telepathic, psychic or intuitive, empathetic, usually great with animals. can usually sometimes even heal, you know, facilitate healing, even sometimes bringing small animals back to life, or resuscitating them just with a look or just holding hands over. But the star seeds have coated or seeded with the new information for the new paradigm. And we'll be relaying information that somehow feels familiar, may not feel totally right, might feel a little off, but feels familiar, like a deep knowing that somehow the information that's received is freeing. It will be always information that's freeing you up and letting you be less within the polarity plane, less within the constructs of something that's formalized or systemized. You will hear star seeds, as you hear me, saying things like, it's not just one answer, it's not black and white, it's gray, it's many shades, many hues. You will see them almost sometimes saying things that seem contradictory, because that is the world, that it's individual. They will guide you to your own insight, your own intuitive knowing, your own soul path, and say, try this, give these suggestions, but that not one path is the way. There can be in groups, but are not consistent with groups. They are the weavers, because they have the new information. So any doctrine, any system, they're not going to be able to stay in forever, for a long period of time, because that system is based on the old paradigm. So they're the new system builders, or the bridgers and the new system builders. So some of the star seeds are bridgers, some are builders. Some come in to initiate, bring in inventions. Some will be seeded with the information to help maintain something, to keep it running or going, or to expand the ideas, okay? So if any of this sounds like any of you, kind of drink it in. The other question was to go over ascension, that I got asked a question, is it possible to ascend in the physical body? Well, see, again, we're going back to old scripture within the Bible, even the idea within, you know, other religious texts have this whole idea of ascension, that the bodies just pop up. It's consciousness. We ascend in consciousness. What will happen in the ascension is you have more life-enhancing or more resonating or more coherent situations in your life. So you may be living in a whole other world, and somebody next door to you or two doors down is living in a whole different world. And that happens already anyway. So the ascending is living in the vertical plane, but in the center of the vertical in the horizontal plane that I talked about at the beginning of the program, of that equal cross. It is arising out of duality. It is connecting to the upper chakras, expanding up beyond the seventh into the eighth, connecting to the higher self and beyond. So it's creating a new synthesis. Once we get into the eighth dimension, the 12th dimension, which represents the 12th chakra, just like in Pisces, it's also relatable to the chart, in astrology, it would merge. We become back with all that is, and then we reemerge or transmute or transform into a new entity, a new way of being, okay? And that's the 13th chakra dimension. So that ascension, the more that you ascend, the less and less you live in the extreme polarity plane. It's not good, bad, war, hate. The more you're living in that, the more you're devolving into matter. The more you evolve, the less you're living into those extremes. And then what happens in awakening is we awaken more, we ascend. In the part of the converging flow, part of the awakening process is where we're at now. We have the harmonization process that started, let's say, in the late 60s, kind of accumulated in the harmonic convergence. That's when the harmonizing principle was established in the universe, that we're going more towards harmonization, more towards resonance than dissonance, more towards coherence, more towards collaboration, more towards relating, rather than moving towards separating out or separation. We already had separated out enough. So we're going from the me to the we, right? We've already experienced enough of separating out, being seemingly separate individuals or beings. Now we're realizing we're separated out, but we're all one. So now it's more about the collective experience, integrating the collective experience. However, not at the expense of our individuation of the soul being, you know, an aggregate energies of the all that is in a specific blueprint or pattern. So on the path of the soul, and again, the converging flow is everything that seems good and kumbaya and harmony together, but it's also what seems to be tragic and bad, you know, environmental upsets, political upsets, the shootings that are happening, you know, the genocides that are happening, the environmental things that are taking place, political things that are taking place. It's all of that at once. But what I can tell you 5,000% is that the overriding principle, the subtext, the overriding trend is towards harmonization, no matter what it looks like on the external. And that's why when you're in the center of that equal cross, again, it's not a religious cross, when you're in the center of that, you begin to see and feel the trend of things getting more and more ideal, more and more resonant, more and more coherent, that you feel the harmonization, even though it could look differently on the surface, I would say. So where are we at in this? Each of us is a divine artist, a divine creator. And so we have this blueprint. Our personality is our soul and form. So we're waking up to this blueprint. We're living out this blueprint. And within this blueprint is all the information that we need to heal, to become into integrated wholeness, and to share. And in that sharing is the love expressed that we are in form and action. All right. Any other Sandy thing? Wishing the remembering would come quicker. Yeah. Feeling out of time. But see, the non-remembering is part of the, it's part of it. See, but we don't remember to remember, okay? So it that's part of the duality of the game. So remember, and you even put Sandy in the chat, but you feel it. Deep down, there's something I'm not doing yet. But that's part of it. Now move into out of that polarity, extreme polarity, move into what you are doing, what feels resonant. Okay, and that's again part of this square that's been taking place, this deep, deep work. One of the things we all have to come to wonderful love and acceptance on is that this universe, this world, humans, we do have drama. We do play out these roles, these woundings. And a major part of the shift, right, of the harmonization is to come into harmony with ourselves. And what does that mean? Self-love and self-acceptance, that no matter how evolved you are, how enlightened, how conscious, how aware, how giving, how big of a service you are, you're still going to freak out every time. you still have this play. And so to not hate or judge oneself, you know, to not say I'm not getting it or I'm running out of time, you know, to say I am human. I'm human and I'm divine. Again, the vertical and the horizontal. That I'm learning this, I'm playing this out, I'm experiencing this thing called energy in motion, the motion. This is why the emotional body is so key. The other day, a friend of mine was saying, well, that's not love. And I said, yes, it is love. They were talking about something and somebody had done some behavior that was kind of reactive. And I said, it is love, but the emotional body is healing. So just because somebody does something reactive or mean to you doesn't mean there's not love there. Again, everything is either a cry or an expression of love. The cry for love or an expression of love, even if it's weird, even if it's twisty-turny, it still is love, because love is the underlying principle of the universe. It's light. It's darkness. It's a void. It is. It is what it is. It is what we are. So the more we can move into accepting ourselves and beginning to notice what we do know and where we have shifted into more harmonization, that begins to anchor and accelerate that spiritual energy. All right, any callers? 347-539-5122. And we've got a partner, Miss Queen. We've got a, hello, you're on air.
Michelle, how
hey!
Are you?
I'm doing great, how are you?
Oh, I am a queen.
I am amazingly awesome. I have a question, but before I ask it, I want to say that the last time that you and I had communion together is going to, not going to, is impacting my life in a life-altering way. I'm not going to say what yet, because it's
okay.
Not for you now.
Okay.
But I do want to ask you, as part of the conversation that we had, what you feel for me around that wallet that I spoke about. You probably don't remember, but then you might.
Around that what? Say that again, the first.
About the wallet that I spoke about.
Why do I say you found it? Did you find it?
I did find it.
Yeah, okay. So, what about it? You found it.
It had so many strings attached to it.
Interesting. Too many strings. Okay. Wow. Queen, one of the things I'm getting for you right now, it's interesting you say strings. There's a lot for you right now coming up about your own personal integrity, your own wholeness or your authenticity, what you believe. And in the realm of values, principles, beliefs, money, seeing yourself as a resource and what resources you're open to. Whether somebody's going to be giving to you financially or emotionally, in other words, do you want in a sense, take them on or be with them, you know? So it's interesting you're saying that it had too many strings attached to it because you're freeing up. But I do see you opening up for help or assistance. I don't want to say help, assistance, support. Is that making sense?
A lot. Opening up like it's calling me to, I was listening in and out of the show, it's calling me to raise my vibration to ascend higher so that I can overrule the judgment that is being called for, so that I can move the judgment, even better said, that is being called for in this situation. And, what you said about integrity, value, that's relative, and it's just like in my wildest dreams, maybe somewhere I dreamed it, but I would never have expected to be going through this, to evolve, to the evolution of myself, to have to experience this journey.
You see, we've only got 10 seconds. You're going to have to, Queen, you're going to have to call back next week because we've got 10 seconds. But one thing I do feel, I am feeling financial support or that coming up. But I agree with you. I do feel you're going to be like weighing things of like, do I want to attach myself to that or be involved to that? Do I want to, and also looking at what way do I want to do this? And it is about your branching out more, and boy, is your intuition on fire these days. Oh my God. It's like totally just really laser-like. Yeah.
It has to be. For my own attention, for my own life, for my own awakening.
Yeah.
Has to be. There is no
room
for it. The stakes will not be accepted. I will call back. I just want to thank you.
Yeah, because I'd love to chat with you. Well, you're welcome.
Thank
you. Always. Okay.
You are very, very, very integral. That exchange
Oh my God. So I want to dive more into this then. Yeah. Okay.
All right,
my radiant friend, to be continued. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Much love to you and gratitude, for sure.
Oh, thank you. Lots of love and light. Oh, Awakening Peaks. I love that. Somebody put that in the chat. Crystal. Thank you all for coming and praying and sharing and connecting and just being. And the chat was alive with so much love and insight and awareness and understanding and laughter and connecting. And thank you everyone that called in, everyone that's listening, that maybe wasn't able to call in. You're with us as well. And I always love connecting with all of you. You're just so amazing. And when I get to do these shows, the solo ones, I feel so blessed. I was so excited today. Did a lot of meditation, took my notes, and I was just like, I'm really going to just connect with everybody. And so I thank you all for being here and holding the space. And remember where you're at right now and move into that place of gratitude. Even if you don't quite understand, look for where you're being tested. Where are you on probation? Because there's a shift happening there, and you're about to be initiated into a new level that is even more expansive. There's more love, more light, more connecting on that next level. And you're right there. If you're feeling pinched, you're feeling tested, you're right there. So just hang in there. And we will be back next Wednesday, of course, 12 p.m. Pacific time. As always, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.